Sorry, what's your first name? What's your first name?
Harry.
Barry Tumim, Parashat Vayera.
Good morning. Chazal say, "Gedolei hachtos asarichim, yisum kabodas kenei shchina." We learn that from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is yishuf nei Hashem, and sees the guests coming. He gets up and excuses himself, and he runs towards the guests. Gedolei hachtos asarichim, yisum kabodas kenei shchina. That hachtos asarichim is even greater than kabodas kenei shchina. So Netziv Al Torah says, What's special about Achnosas Aruchim? Netziv says, Achnosas Aruchim is a mitzvah which there are occasions where it's actually the Kaimai Deh Achirim. You don't have to do the mitzvah yourself. So there's a Havah Minah, perhaps the mitzvah of Achnosas Aruchim isn't as choshev as other mitzvahs. Because says Chazal, even Achnosas Aruchim is Gedolei Yosef Nei Hashchina. Even a mitzvah which you may not think is as choshev as other mitzvahs, even that mitzvah Achnosas Aruchim is Gedolei Yosef Nei Hashchina. Kol Shekei Shah mitzvahs. If we're getting together for a shit, Talmud Torah can get kulam. And Madoch, the Chazal say the Shechina is there, the Shas Talmud Torah. So Kol Shekein, the Kol Shekein, it says Chus Mi Talmud Torah, the Rabbim says come here and be able to say a few words. The topic I want to talk about is a general topic, but I'd like to use a springboard for discussion, a shai that took place on Yom Kippur this year. And a certain base medrash. They took out the Sefer Torah. On Yom Kippur, they had two Sefer Torah, one for the Kriyas HaYom and one for the Mafti. And in the course of the Kriyas HaTorah, they discovered one of the Sefer Torah had a psul in it. A psul in the Sefer Torah. And there was only two Sefer Torah in the shul available. There was that one and the other one. So they put the Sefer Torah, the Apostle Sefer Torah back, and they carried on the Kriyas HaYom, finished off the Kriyas HaYom, from the second Sefer Torah, and then they rolled it for the Mahdi. Fine. Now the Shaila arose in the Beis Medrash that two Hagbas had been sold. Hagbas Sefer Rishon had been sold, and Hagbas Sefer Sheni had been sold. But now, there's only two Hagbas available, there's only one Hagbah available. Now do we say the first person gets the Hagbah is the person who bought the first Hagbah, or do we say the person who bought the Mahdi or the Hagbah the second Sefer gets it? That was the Shaila that arose. And it has a general impact on many different aspects.
They come to an agreement between themselves, so we ask them.
Possibly. So the first thing that came to mind is there's an Oz Sameach in Hilchos Tefillah. The Oz Sameach in Hilchos Tefillah talks about a Shaila that he had, that was presented to himself. He writes what year it was, I don't remember, I don't write it down here. And the way he presented, the shayla was presented to him was as follows. The minhag in their shul was that they used to sell the aliyahs, certain aliyahs were sold for the coming year. So there was one person who bought all the aliyahs, not shishi, but the aliyah was called Lifnei Achroin. The one before the last aliyah was a certain covered, and there was one person who paid for the schus to have the aliyah throughout the year, of the aliyah which was normally shishi, the aliyah was lifnei achroin. And there was another person, there was another kibbutz that was sold off for the year, is the kibbutz of the sima sefer, the chazak. One person bought all the chazaks, all the sima, all every aliyah sima sefer for the year is sold to this person. Fine. So normally, there's no issue involved here at all. One person has the Aliyah of the Achroin, Shishi, and the other person will get the Chazak when it arises. No clash. But the Shaila was presented to him, there was a year when they had a clash. How is that possible? It says, it was Rosh Chodesh Adar, fell on Shabbos, Parshas Shkolim. So what do we do? Sorry? Three Svarim. Three Sefer Torah. So what you do, you have three Sefer Torah. The first Sefer Torah you have is, you know, six Aliyahs. The second one, Sefer Torah, is Rosh Chodesh Yilein Shvi. And the last one, Shkolim, is Mafti. Now, Kanire, he doesn't say what Pasha was, but probably was a Vayakha Pekudei. Vayakha Pekudei is a Chazak. So the Kriyas Hayoin was Vayakha Pekudei. It was a Shishi, because there's only six Aliyahs from the first Sefer Torah, and it was going to be a Chazak. So one fellow says, I've got the Aliyah, which is Lifnei Achroi. Shishi, that's my Aliyah. And the other guy says, yeah, you've only got it when it's not a Chazak. Well, it's a Chazak this year, so there's my Aliyah. And he says back, no, you've only got Chazak when it's not Shishi. And when it's Shishi, the Aliyah is mine. That was the Shaila that was presented to the Oris Sameach. So Oris Sameach says that it would appear that the halacha is we found in Chosh Mishpot, Simikuf Ein Aluf, regards to somebody who wants to add a seat to the bench, add a row, or a seat. Someone sits on the first seat, and he wants to add an extra seat for somebody else at the front row. So the person who's behind him, is second to him, is the last Yuma Akiv. Why? Because I have a position in this room. I'm the second in this room. You're the first in the room. So very nice that you're willing to forego on your position as the prime position. You're willing to forego as being in the first seat. But by putting me a back seat, you're affecting me as well. By putting a seat, extra seat here, by making him the first seat, you're making me forego from second. You're denoting me from second seat to third seat. So the Rishus, yes, the Rishus is Akiv. And the Shaila then, the Achronim, what exactly is the case, what gives them the right to be Akiv, but fine. So therefore, the Oseh Meach wants to say that, he wants to try and apply that to over here, and say as follows, that we have a normal Seder HaKriya. There's a normal Seder HaKriya. And therefore, in the normal Seder HaKriya, a person gets shishi and is unaffected by other kibudim. Now, we're coming along and we're changing the normal Seder HaKriya, we're taking out this three Sefer Torah. So then, he has the right to say, you want to take away my shishi, why? Because we've changed the Seder HaKriya, the Torah, we've changed the normal order, normal run of things. You can't denote me because you want to change the normal run. Just like a person wants to change the seating, is denoting and affecting me, he has the right to be Ma'akiv. So who are going to hear? He can say, I don't, just because now we've deviated from the normal Seder HaKriya, Torah, why should I lose out?
By
Kadima, yeah.
Why the call deviated? Because the
mice
that is
the same as the real. So the Oseh says, look, it's not comparable. Here, at the time the Aliyahs were sold, at the time when each one got what he was supposed to get, it's known what the Seder HaShana is going to be. We know there's a calendar. We know there's a Seder HaKriya. We know at the start that this situation is going to arise. We know we're going to have this conflict at the time of the Seder HaKriya. So okay, fine. So you can't compare it to someone who wants to change the status quo. You can't call this changing the status quo. This is the status quo. This is the way things are supposed to run. So you can't compare it to that. So now what? Okay, we know, we're aware that this is going to be the situation, says the Oseh Meach. So therefore, it will depend on who bought the Aliyah first. If you sold all the Shishis first, all the Lifnei Achrayim first, so when the person bought that, and we know that there's a calendar here, and we know that all the Shishis include this Shabbos, so that was sold to him as well. If you sold the Chazaks first, so again, you sold him all the Chazaks for the year, we know that this Shabbos is the Shabbos Chazak, so you got the Chazaks. Straightforward enough. Says the Oseh Meach, but in this case it didn't help me. Why? Because in this case it didn't help me. Why? Because these two people were the same people who bought the Aliyahs the previous year. And it was agreed that we're going to continue to keep the aliyahs running the same way that we did last year. So, who bought it first? No one bought it first. Okay, is everyone Muslim to buy the same kibbutzim as last year? So, mocholoi, zocholoi. Yeah? So fine, now, with one swipe, everyone's bought the same kibbutzim. So he's got his shishis, he's got his chazaks, and they both happened at the same time. So now we're left with a conflict, and we can't say, ah, who came first, the shishi or the chazak? Because they were both given at the same time. So what do you do now?
You can't keep it the same way both years because they're different.
That's right. So now, with this year, what do you know? But everyone agreed, but that's what, it was never specified how to treat the difference. It was just specified, you the same way you got the shishis last year, you got the shishis last year, so you got the chazak last year, and chazak this year. And now we're left with a conflict, which didn't happen last year. But you can't say, look at who bought it first. If we had, if someone would have bought the aliyah first, then we would say who bought it first. But you can't say who bought it first because they both sold at the same time. So now, says the Oysameach, in this case, I think the appropriate tzushel is the Gemara in Cheskes Habatim. There's the Gemara in Cheskes Habatim which says, a person has a property, a field, and part of the field is being planted. There are trees in this property, and the person sells both the land and the trees to two different people. Echad hichzik be'ilonis, ve'echad hichzik be'karaka. Now the Gemara discusses, normally we would say, moicha ba'ein yachem moicha. We expect the person when he sells, he includes more rather than less. Now, we're left with a position where if the person who bought the property has the total rights to the property, at some stage there's going to be an eviction here. Question is when? But there will at some stage be an eviction of the person who bought the tree. The landowner will be able to, evict the person who bought all the trees. Now that's clear that the person who bought the trees never intended to be evicted. Says the Gemara, what happens? You kono, ze kono chatzi karka, ze kono chatzi karka. Each one gets half the rights to the land. A question exactly how you divide it up. Fine. But says the Oysameach, I see here a principle. That means when the land was sold, we didn't specify chatzi karka, chatzi karka. We said you're getting the land, you're getting the property, and you're getting the trees. And it was never specified half half. And now we're saying, well, we're doing a division. So yeah, you know why we do the division? Because it's based on the understanding that that's what was meant here. It was understood that he's also going to have a right to the property, to the land. So therefore, we divide it up. That's what I saw. When the sale here was done, and one was bought lifnei achrin, and one bought the chazaks, it's understood that lifnei achrin can also mean the aliyah before the last in this Sefer Torah. You say that's what you meant. When you say lifnei achrin, generally, lifnei achrin wouldn't mean that. But we understand that you're not going to evict somebody else if we could say what was meant was something slightly different. That means we could force the meaning of lifnei achrin and say that in the first Sefer Torah, where we have a clash now between the shishi and the chazak, okay, so the last aliyah in the Sefer Torah is the chazak, and the one before that is the lifnei achrin, which is what you bought. I, the whole year, that's a chamishi, and I never bought the chamishis. Yeah, but it's understood where it's going to be at the expense of somebody else being evicted, being left with nothing, so then we stretch the interpretation of what was sold to include something slightly different. So therefore, the lifnei achrin can be inclusive of the aliyah before last in this Sefer Torah as well. So that was, and that's sometimes, as Oysameach says, that's what I paskened on the spot. Fine. Let's put that on hold. Go to another shiloh where we have a clash and see what the poskim say and see why it's comparable or why it might be different. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Shai Tshuva brings down dispute as to what happens when you have two balei tikea, minyan where there's two balei tikea. Now the poskim say that It's an established minhag or halacha that a person who's been given a kibbutz once or three times possibly becomes muchzuk as a chazok on that mitzvah. Someone who's about to keya, he becomes muchzuk. He has a right to say that he wants to be the Balta Keah again. Can't just stop him being Balta Keah for no reason. Question is where that comes from exactly. The Post can discuss that. But that's accepted. So we accept that a person who's a Balta Keah has a schus to continue being a Balta Keah. So there was a minyan where the first day Rosh Hashanah there was one Balta Keah, and the second day a different person had the schus to be Balta Keah. What do you do when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? So the notice is Shefa on the first day. Who's the Balta Keah? Who's the Muchzuk? Who has the right to be the Balta Keah on the second day?
He's Muchzuk on the second day, he's Muchzuk on the first day. What's the
Shaila? Yeah. The Shaila is, do we say that I'm Muchzuk to be first? Or do you say you're Muchzuk to be the first day? Says the Ponemirus, the Shai Torah brings that, Ponemirus. It depends. You know what it depends on? It depends on the Marovis. It depends on the Piyutim that you say. So there are some places that when the first day Shabbos falls on Shabbos, they say on the second day the Piyutim and Marovis are the first day. And there are other places, oh no, first day is the first day, and the second day is the second day. So if you say the Marovis on the first day, on the second day, that is, you're treating the second day as the first day Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, in those places where they say the Piyutim on the first day, it's the second day. Yeah, Shai is. But looking at the second day Rosh Hashanah, today was Shabbos, you couldn't say the Piyutim, so today you say it. Yeah, even so, you know, they still say they make a change.
You don't say Piyutim.
The Shai Tshuva brings the Oya Ne'elam, Tshuva's Oya Ne'elam, who also says that the Rishon, that the first person, the person whose Kiyas Shefa is on the first day, he's the Baal Tekeah. And he says, you know why, Tshuva's Oya Ne'elam sounds like he followed the Minhag of the Mechaber. The Minhag of the Mechaber is that the Shechiyonu, Brachos Shechiyonu, is only made on the first day, on Tiyas Shefa. On Tiyas Shefa, on the first day you make a Shechiyonu. On the second day, no Shechiyonu. We follow the Minhag of Rama, the Ashkenazim, that they do make a Shechiyonu on the second day as well. But he held, like the Machaber, that they only make Shechiyonu, that was the meaning of his place, they only make Shechiyonu on the first day. But when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, so then, the second day is the day, the only second day, the second day, you make Shechiyonu on the second day, according to everybody. Says the Oya Ne'elam, the first Baal Tekeah, he's got the Schus on the Shechiyonu. He's got the Schus on the Shechiyonu. The Shechiyonu now is only going to be on the second day. He's got that Schus, can't take that away from him. And the Shai Tshuva himself, over there, he rejects all these arguments. You can't compare it to Piyutim. Yeah, and the Shechiyonu doesn't say possibly because he holds like the Ramah. You can't compare it to Piyutim because it's not Doma. And therefore, he's got the first day, he's got the second day, Vishalom HaYisrael. Fine. So that is the Shaila Shai Tshuva. Now, to understand the Shaila possibly a bit better, bring Nachash Shaila that he brought down from a tshuva, letter of Ramesh Zaks, he wrote a sefer to Ramesh. There's a letter of him to Rav Ezra Altshuler, who is well known for his sefer on Me'ilat Kanos Ezra, where he's actually disagreeing with Rav Ezra Altshuler, but the Shaila was presented three Moyalim. Three Moyalim, and there were three babies to do a bris milah on the next day. So they did a girl. Moyal number one gets baby number one. Moyal number two gets baby number two. And moyal number three gets a baby number three. And what happened was, unfortunately, the second baby was nifta before the bris. The night before the bris, the second baby was nifta. So now, there's only going to be two brisim. So the second moyal said, I was zoicha to the second bris. And the third moyal said, no, you got the second baby. The baby that you got here is not here. And I got the third one. My one's here. And that is the That was a dispute. So Rav Moshe says that, when he discusses this question at length, and he comes out and he establishes the following principle. And he says as follows, that when we have something or several things which need to be divided up, and we make a division between two parties, so now we have to analyze what was the basis for this division. Was it an arbitrary division? We have to departmentalize somehow, so you get that and I get that. Or, no, one person has priority, so we'll give him the first, or the special, or the unique, whatever it is. And the second, we have to make some sort of division, but he's got the first right, and he's got the second right. So he says, for example, when he brings this Shiloh of the Shaitu of the Shrifa, he says, we'll have to look at it. Does it depend? Did the Kohol appoint the two Balei Tekeah? Did they say, listen, this person, he's the Rosh Hashiva, he's the Rav, he's the Rebbe, I don't know what. You want him to be Balei Tekeah, the first Balei Tekeah? Okay, we've got another guy, he also wants to be Mechabad, we'll give him a Kibbutz also. But he's secondary to the first fellow. In which case, okay, so the first person is given the first right. The role of the Rosh Hashiva, he's got the first right. So therefore, the right that's been allocated to him is you come first, and Yehuda comes second. Or, no, we didn't go, we've got two Balei Tekeahs here. Essentially, each one could blow the first day, the second day, no real difference. We have to divide it up somehow. So we go, we'll do a girl, you get the first day, and you get the second day. So in that case, says Rav Moshe Zaks, that if the division was made in a way which is purely arbitrary, just to make everyone gets his chelek, so you got what you got, and you got what you got. So therefore, back to Tekiah Shofar, who's the Balei Tekeah on the second day when the first day is Shabbos? So it depends. If it was given to the first one else because he was choshuv, so he's got the first right, he gets the first day. If it was a girl, let's go. So what happens by the three brisim? Was it done by a girl? There's no specific reason why you got the first one, you got the second one, you got the third one. We had to divide it up somehow. So you got the right for them to do the meal for that child. You got the right to the meal for that child. You got the right to the meal for that child. If that child is no longer available, so fine. So your what you were able to is gone. It's not available anymore. Essentially, it could be that in this principle, it's undisputed. That means essentially, everyone agrees that the principle is correct. That means even though the Shaya Tshuva brings a machlekes about Balei Tekeah and what the reasoning is, but it could be the underlying principle everyone agrees to. That means we need to analyze. We've got a division here. We made up to split. But what was that split? And each one is bringing a swaros to say the raya is that the split was based on first and second, or the split is not based on that. That means the panemiras brings a raya from the piyutim. So he's bringing a raya that the first day is first, second day second day, and the second day becomes the first day is a raya that the first person is zoicha as being the first. That's what he's trying to do essentially. Whether you agree to that raya or you disagree to the raya, that might be the argument here. But essentially, in the longness, there's an underlying principle here that you have to understand what was the Chalukah. The Ohr HaNe'elam says he was zoicha to the Shechiyonu. So Shai is saying that the first person was not an arbitrary decision that you get the first day and the second day. There's something here that was given to the first person more than the second person. And the Shai Tshuva rejects his argument. He says no, it was an arbitrary division. But essentially, if you could prove that one was given to the kibbutz that's coming first, or there was a reason why he got the first day more than the second day, it could be that there won't be a dispute here. I'll bring one more Makru, and then we'll go back and analyze the different Makurus. In Chuvas Chalkas Yaakov, Rish brings down, and in that go there, brings down a Shaila of two people had the Chazakah to use the Matzah Bakery. One had the Chazakah, they always used it on the Shushan Purim, the day after Purim. And one had the Chazakah, they always had it for the Sunday after Purim. The first Sunday immediately after Purim was his day to use the Matzah Bakery. And that year, Shushan Purim fell on Shabbos. So the person who normally had Shushan Purim wanted to use it on Sunday. And the person said, no, Sunday is my day, the first Sunday is my day. So he brings down the Shai Tshuva, he brings down the Oisameach, and he says there that it is where he speaks as follows, that you can't compare the case of the Oisameach Shaila and the case of the Shai Tshuva Shaila. The Oisameach Shaila, the Gabi, you got the Shishi versus the Chazak. Who's going to get the Aliyah? So there he says as follows. The Oisameach, his debate was as follows, and this is the final stage. His two tzedodim, the two tzedodim of the Oisameach were as follows. Either one person is going to get a chazak, and will give the aliyah to the other fellow, the aliyah which is prior to the other fellow, or the person who bought the shishis is going to get that chazak, and the other fellow will get nothing. So the shayla is, evict somebody at the expense of slightly shifting somebody else over or not. That was the two things that the Oisameach has to weigh up. Either I say, we'll give the shishi the chazak, and the chazak gets nothing. That means the chazak fellow gets evicted, he's out, he's left with nothing. Or, I give the chazak guy chazak, I'll give the shishi something, somebody else, it'll be about him slightly. That was the two things the Oisameach had to weigh up. In the Hilchos Tekiyas Shofar, what we are weighing up is, does this fellow get it, or does this fellow get it? Well, that's clear. If Reuben gets it, Shimon's not going to get it. And if Shimon gets it, Reuben's not going to get anything. So the question is, a big Reuben for Shimon, or a big Shimon for Reuben? There is a question of some way of accommodating both. Says the Chalkas Yaakov, in my question of the Matzah Bakery, Lechayra, that's Lema to the question here of the Shai Tshuva. We have to evict somebody. Somebody's going to be able to use the master bakery today, and somebody won't be able to.
That's
Kishon.
If you don't need to evict, you could share it.
You don't need to evict. There is Shita wants to make us up, Shora. The Elif HaMatel, Matel Fry, wants to bring make the Tis Mishon Tis Umud. But essentially, the reason why I was going to say that is because, no, because one person is Zeicha to the whole thing. Yeah, there is Zeicha. That is a Tis. The Tis is 100 Tis. That is the set. And then the next time he says, switch around. One get the wood, the mutual. The next time they'll switch around to get the mutual. Okay? Fair is fair. Yeah? Al-Kalponim, so he wants to say that over here, if Reuben gets it, she's not going to get it. That's like the Baltic Care case. But then he says, no. It's in the Hagor there. It might be his one of his children, I think, who brings this point. It says as follows. And says, and the Kudasai says, in the case of the Shai Tshuva, we've got second day Rosh Hashanah, and you've got two Balei Tikeis in front of us. And the Shaila is, who are we going to allow to blow Shofar today? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is, in the original Zchus, who was Zoicha to what? Was he Zoicha to the first day? Or was he Zoicha to be the first right to blow the Shofar? We're trying to understand who got what. Who has what? Who owns what? What does each guy actually have? Is he a first day? Was that what was given to him was the first day? Or was given to him the first right? Over here by the Matzah Bakery, we know what they have. No question, they both have a schus, they both have a taina. He's got a taina, a Shushan Purim dikha taina, and he's got a Sunday dikha taina. There's two equal tainas. There's no question that we have to understand. There's no lack of clarity here as to who was zeicha to what. By the shofar, we're trying to clarify who was zeicha to what. What was the schus? Was it the first day? Or was it the first drive? We're not clear what exactly were you zeicha. Were you zeicha to the shechionu? What were you zeicha to? That's the question here. But here, the question isn't what you were zeicha to. We know each guy, he was zeicha to Hashushan Purim, and he has a schus to they're coming with his schus, each one coming with his schus, each one coming with his schus, they're head-on collision in the two schusim. So now, how do you resolve that? Can't compare it to the Shai Tshuva. But, he says, there is a possibility, notwithstanding, that perhaps we can go back and yes, compare it to the Oisameach. Why? Because we could say perhaps as follows. First, one person who's coming with Shushan Purim, if Pshat is, why is he coming today? Today's not Shushan Purim. Shushan Purim was on Shabbos. I've got a chus to Shushan Purim. So why are you coming on Sunday? It's the first day which is available after Purim. So as follows, so we'll say as follows. So the fellow who's just like the Oy Sameach said, that the Chazak gets the Chazak, and the one Lifnei Achron will go after him, because that's the one before the last in the Sefer Torah. So we'll say as well, the person who got Sunday, he gets Sunday. I've got after Purim. Yeah, you got the first day which is available after Purim, which in this case we'll have to say is the day after Sunday. Fine. So now, if we go back, now we analyse what we're left with. We're left with what makaris are we left with? What distinctions are we left with? We're left with three possible chilukim. We're left with three possible ways, three possible different scenarios. First one is the Oy Sameach. It's possible lekayim shneim. Actually, lekayim shneim. We'll have to say that this is what you meant. You meant something slightly different. As long as we can accommodate that somehow in a strained understanding of what was originally agreed, but there's a way of accommodating both rather than evicting one and just leaving one person with his chusir, then we'll do that. Like the case of the Sameach, we say, okay, we meant the one before last in this Sefer Torah. Possibly in the case of the Chagas Yaakov by the Matzah Bakery, we might also follow that category. The second category is when you're not going to be able to recline both. You've got one day to Shreifa, I'm assuming we can't recline both. And the sophic arises out of a lack of clarity of who was Zeicha to what. We have to understand, was he a first day, or was he a first person, what exactly was Zeicha to? That is the Mokum HaSophic. But only one person is going to be right. Only one person is going to be able to, only one person. That's the second division. And then the third chiluk. What happens when we can't come at both of them and they're both equally entitled to it? We know there's no lack of clarity to what they were zeicha to. We understand what each one was zeicha to. But the fact that we understand what each one was zeicha to, that's what's causing the head-on conditioning. They both got equal rights and they're both saying lay stake to claim equal rights the same piece of meat. So what do you do? So those are the three possible divisions. And lechayra, in that case, we haven't got a klal prayer, but we'd have to redivide it. We'd have to do a geirul for this particular situation. You both got equal right. We've got equal claim. So we can't split it. One person's going to get it, other person's going to get it. Possibly one, you might have to a bit of compensation. Okay, but we don't have a clear division. Now, Nazal Yidan, going back to the original shayla of the Sefer Torah. The two hagbas were sold.
One was sold before the other.
One was sold before the other. Is that an argument here? L'chayra, that wouldn't be an argument over here. Why? Because the Oy Sameach only said his argument that we go by who's first is when we know that this situation is going to arise. So we know what the calendar is, and we know that this situation, this clash is going to arise. So therefore, when you said it first, you sold that as well. But in this case, that's clear. We didn't know that the situation was going to arise. I can't. The whole reason why we're in this position is because we didn't know the situation was going to arise. Therefore, we thought, if you know the situation was going to arise, you never sold two hagbas here. So you can't look at who came first. You can't go with the other line of Oy Sameach, because that's suddenly there's no way of accommodating both. If Reuven gets hagba, Shimon's not going to get it. If Shimon gets hagba, Reuven's not going to get it. So we can't accommodate them both. The only question is, where to fit these two in? Do we say the Sofik is what they were Zeicha in? In which case, again, would have a lack of clarity of how do you actually work out. Were you Zeicha's first or not first? Possibly, depending on what the lashon was used, was the first hagba sold Sefer Rishon, or what was actually sold? And possibly, that they both got an equal right to claim it.
What is it called Sefer?
I think...
What's it called? Sefer Rishon, Sefer
Rishon? Yeah, possibly depends on what was sold, what was called. But I think there might be a third tzad here, Klapa the Hagba Shaila. And that is that Chazal tell us that Hagoyel Loi Noitel Schak Kulom, which the Fosh would say refers to Hagba. So Kneged Scha Kneged Kulom. There's a Scha Kneged all the aliyahs of a soul for the person who does Hagba. That was a Chashivas. So now, The difference, what's the difference between the first sefer and the second sefer? The chayyur depends on how many aliyahs you had in that sefer Torah, what the schar of that habit is. So if you had five aliyahs in one sefer Torah, you had a math in the sefer Torah, it's two different things. So two different things were sold. He got the hadwa for the schar killing a kulam of the kruim, and he got the schar of those kruim. But in this case, what happened? That would be normally. In this case, what happened? The first sefer Torah had, I don't know how many kruim, two or three kruim. They finished off the number of kruim from the second sefer Torah, plus they had the matzah from it. So now the magbia is being zeichet to kineged kulam the kruim, which was never something which was originally told. That means the product that he's actually receiving is something that wasn't actually sold. It was never here at the time of the sale. So that means the original product which was sold to Reuben and the original product which was sold to Shimon is not available. A third product is now available. That product has as yet not been sold. Therefore the whole Mechira, original Mechira, is bottled. And you have to start again and do a new Mechira. And it wouldn't necessarily be between these two people because they have no more right to this item than any other anybody else. And therefore, there's a sad to say that the third sad was the whole mechira's bottle. So just to quickly summarise the points that were raised. Number one, started off with the shayla of the hagba, the two hagbas that were sold, and only being one hagba. The oisomeach spoke about when there was a clash between the shishi and the chazak, and how to look at that. Do it depend on what was sold first? If they're both sold together, then what do? Accommodating both of them at the expense of evicting one. Spoke about the Shai Tshuva, Machlokes in the Poskim, of who has the right to tear Shofa on the second day when the first day is a Shabbos. Spoke about the case of the three Moihanim, who had the girl to do, each one got one baby, and the second baby was Niftah. And the Yesod that was built out of that, that it depends what was given, was the first right given, or was an arbitrary division. And we spoke about the Chalkas Yaakov, about the Matzah Bakery, when the two people had the equal right to the claim of the Matzah Bakery. Shkev, thank you very much for listening. Cut it. I'm taking part. Cheers.